Hi everyone, this is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I'm super excited tonight. I put together a really good topic, and what really got me to do this show with this sort of topic is over the past couple of months, or a few months actually, I've had a lot of people that have called and asked questions, you know, and are concerned because they're having dreams, they're feeling things around them. And they don't understand it, and they know something before it happens, which a lot of you guys that are probably listening are saying, well, that's good. That means that they're becoming more psychic. Well, it can be a little bit overwhelming, and so I want to talk about that tonight, about the how to develop your psychic abilities and the angels that work with you. I also want to talk to you about what you can do, you know, in the process of developing them, certain things that you can create or do yourself that'll make this process a heck of a lot easier. So we'll talk about the angels and the guides and the masters, the ascended masters that help you with this. But let's talk about why this is happening. I was just talking to, you know, my producer right before the show started, and we've got a lot of like things that are happening. I know a friend of mine who's an astrologist said that this is the first time in 400 years that we've had a certain planetary alignment. And I don't know anything about astrology too much, but I understand that. And I actually seen it on A&E, which was pretty interesting too as well. And so when you have something like that, she explained that there's a big shift change. I also have a friend of mine, he is in finance, and he's extremely psychic as well. And he told me, he said, there's just certain things that are, and he's into astrology as well as being psychic, he said, there's certain things that are happening now, right now, this period of time, that are making it easy for people to tune in to the other side. Some people call the other side heaven, heavenland, the paradise, or great, you know, the place that you create yourself. It doesn't really matter. But what's going on is that a lot of you guys out there, and even some of you guys that already have psychic ability, it's increasing. So, you know, whatever the reason why it may be, there is just a shift happening right now. Now, let's talk about why is this happening to you? You know, some of you guys have been working your job, you know, you're doing your daily thing, and that's cool. But one of the things that is happening because of the psychic abilities that is going on is you got to ask yourself, why is this happening to me in particular? I want to share this with you. One of the reasons why this is happening is we all have a life purpose or a soul purpose, each individual to us and our family and our friends. And what happens is because some of us have a life purpose, and then some of us have, I'm sorry if I'm cutting in and out. I apologize about that. Seth is my producer. He's telling me that, so please forgive me if it sounds a little bit choppy. We're going to try to work it out, and I'll do what I can do here. So if you have a, if you're having all these psychic abilities happening, why is it happening to you? What's going on? And one of the things that I think is that, and was given to me in meditation, is some of us have a life purpose just with our family and friends, and that's great. You share love, to teach love, and to be loved. Okay? But there's other of us that in our soul planning stage, what we've decided to do is what's called a global purpose, and we plan that out before we even got here. And when you have a global purpose, you decide to come to the planet to share, teach lessons of how to heal yourself, how to help others heal themselves, how to live a life of spirituality, and most of all, how to be loved and how to send and receive love. What I want you guys to know is that doesn't mean that you're in the metaphysical field when you do this kind of thing and your psychic gifts are opening up. You, as I said before, I have a friend of mine that's in finance, and he is a financial wizard, a stockbroker, and he uses his gifts to help people on a global level and opening up companies where he shows them how to invest money, you know, and he does it in a spiritual way where they trust him and come to him again. So
It doesn't mean that you can do the metaphysical world and speak and teach using that stance, like Wayne Dyer, or you know a lot of us on this radio station. But what I'm saying to you is, when you start tuning in and things are happening that you just don't understand, and you're seeing angels, you're seeing beings, you're becoming overwhelmed, then realize that what is going on is that you probably have a global purpose to start tuning in right now. Your soul is saying, okay, it's time for you to do your work. Or as my grandpa used to say, do your work, work your plan, and plan your work. Sorry. Anyway, so that's something that that just to be aware of. So when you start tapping into these abilities, a couple of things that I want to share with you that will really, really help you, okay, along with the angels. First of all, backing up a little bit, when you have this life purpose, one of the things that you to remember is, as these abilities are coming to you and you're thinking, well, maybe I can do the lotto, maybe you can. I'm not saying that that's a right or wrong thing. Also, when you're asking to develop them more, it's super important that you say, okay, this comes with a big responsibility to develop these gifts, but how can I use them now to serve others? Okay? So that's important. And just be open to what the, you know, your angels, guides, you know, the your higher power are telling you. So I want to make sure I reiterate that. Okay. So when you are getting clear communication with your higher power, God, Buddha, Jesus, Yoga Ganda, I don't know who your higher power is, but I'm going to use God, the Holy Father, the Great I Am. It is super important that you first get clear communication with your higher power. Now, I want to share this with you guys. One of the angels, or two of the angels that I like to work with this, is Archangel Michael, who helps you with your life purpose and also helps you with clear communication with your higher power, and also Jesus. And, you know, some people say, well, I'm Jewish, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, when I asked Jesus how to answer that, and you guys have heard this before, I'm sure, he says, I was too. So it's not about a Christian or anything like that. It's an ascended master, so you can call on to ask for help if you choose. So when you were saying, I want God, I want a clear communication with God, because if you have clear communication with the Great I Am, then everything else is going to fall into place. Okay? So I hope that makes sense. And see what else I was going to tell you with that. And how you call on Archangel Michael and Jesus, you just really ask for them to come. I think it's important, or Yoga Ganda, as I said, he works with clear communication. I think it's super important that you have a certain place in your house, that you have said you go to meditate, to ask for guidance. And you can ask for guidance anywhere, but if you have a discipline or a focus, that certainly helps, okay? So that's something I want to share with you there. Let's see, where I'm a little bit, this is the first time I've done by myself, so, okay. Anyway, and how do you, so you've got those three. Now, one of the other things that I think is important is that you have chakras. When you start developing your psychic gifts and you're taking them to a new level and you want to learn to control them, because when you learn to control them and call on them at will instead of it feeling like it's just happening to you, then what's going to happen is you're going to learn to help yourself, help others, and also help increase your prosperity in a lot of different areas, okay? So that right there is something to really be conscious of. So, who is the ones that help you with clear communicating with your chakra clearing? You have Archangel Michael once again, and also Melchizedek. Michael is also, and I didn't mention this, but I did, is also good for helping you develop your law practice. Okay, and also he helps you with manifesting as well as the communication. Now, another one that really helps you with clear communication with God, and I'm being, because I just got a little knowledge from him, I've been able to see and talk to Anne since I was three, is Therapist Faye. I like Therapist Faye because not only is he great with clear communication with God, but he's also with giving you, some people call it the gift of prophecy, and some people call it, you know, other things, the gift of prophecy, or the gift of seeing events before they happen. The gift of prophecy, I think, is more in religious circles. But Serapis Bey is with us. You know, he's to help you with communication and also with knowing future world events that's happening, or before they happen, actually. So I think it's important to understand this. There are different types of psychic abilities, before we go into the angels that help you with them, or the guides. And what kind of psychic abilities are there? Well, there is the ones that you, you know, that you have with the clairs, clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, and claircognizant. And those you can use for, you know, when you're seeing things or hearing things or knowing things, and you can use that for yourself, also for your family, and for a lot of times that you talk to on this line or other lines, that's what they do. There is also such thing as becoming a medium. And a medium is where you can talk to people that have transferred over to the other side. And once again, that's a place that's, you know, heaven, land, heaven, whatever you want to call it. I just feel it's a place of light and love. And then you have, you know, people that can see world events and know what's going to happen, and they'll get dreams about it. I think there, I saw something on YouTube not too long ago with they're the twins that see world events. So you can ask for, if you're already getting in dreams about them, you know, something that you don't understand, you can ask for clarity with that. And Serapis Bey is wonderful to help you with that, okay? And who else would do that would be Archangel Raziel. Raziel is one of the archangels next to God. And he gives you, he helps you with esoteric information, and also helps you with a clear, as I said, with the gift of prophecy or when you're seeing world events. Now, when you're developing your mediumship skills, who do you call on? And you can say, well, maybe my dear. So that's really what you do. But you can ask for God and the angels to help you develop people that have transferred over. You know, and any of your angels or any of the angels can help you with that, to help you develop that gift so you can talk to people that are on the other side. Really make sure that you say, I want to talk to people that have crossed over, not that are still here lingering. And I know you guys have seen or heard shows or, you know, or radio shows, TV shows, YouTube about people that are still here. You can do that if you want, but I always think it's better to talk to them when they're on the other side. That's what I choose to do. So any of the angels can really help you with that. That's what I want to share with you. As I said, the most important thing, I think, before you do anything is to get started with clear communication. Also chakras. I was getting ready to talk about that, and I got sidetracked. I'm so sorry. But the chakra clearing, cleaning. Let me explain why. And Michael, Archangel Michael and Melchizedek help you with that. When you start aligning your chakras, there are three physical ones, and there's also three or four spiritual ones. When you start aligning your chakras, it aligns them, spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical body all together. And so when you're doing that, then right there you're turning those energy centers, which chakras are, and they're in the body, where you can connect with all that is, but in the process, make sure that your physical body is in shape and ready to handle this new energy. So on that note, you can get a chakra clearing CD, which will do a guided meditation for you to clear those chakras. And as I said, I would set a place in your home that will allow you, you know that this is your focus, your time to meditate, to connect with your angels, your guide, all that is. And so just a little side note here. Now, I know that angel coaches, we have a... chakra clearing CD that I'm putting up there, or my media guy, you know, he's amazing. I'll talk about him at the end of the show. But we've got a great chakra clearing CD or chakra realigning, not CD, but a MP3 file that you guys can download and really on your iPod and use that. I think that thing is super, super important to do. Let's see what else I was going to tell you. Now let's talk about some of the your food and your body, your physical body. A lot of times when you're working with the angels and getting all this psychic information, you guys, it can be overwhelming for your physical body. So a couple things are there super important. First of all, sleep is important, okay, and rest. And I'm saying this to you guys who are listening and also to myself, okay, because sometimes we forget to take care of the physical body, but yet it is taking in all this new energy. So sleep is important. Also, the foods that you eat. I have a friend of mine now. She's a friend and a client, and she's actually doing our event for Angel Coaches, events by Bash. She told me she's really tuning in and things are happening to her really quick. And one of the things that facilitated this, I believe, is first of all, she has a global purpose, but also when she started taking care of her body and being more conscious of it, you know, I think we made fun of her a little bit or joke with her a little bit about eating the barley, the kale shakes, and the spinach shake. But not only is she looking, she's beautiful anyway, but she's looking great. She's also, it's also helping her with this energy that she's taking on. Okay, so you guys, when you start dreaming dreams and you have all this stuff going on in your dream state and you're getting messages, or you wake up and you're walking around and you're like, why am I so tired? And you're tuning into people. Then you take your physical body so you can take it to a new level, okay? And we were able to take this energy in. A friend of mine, he taught me something years ago. He was a shaman healer, and I was at a real, you know, I had a real joy of working with him. But Robert said to me, he said, Tree, what you need to do is when you're taking this energy, just imagine the back of your head, your neck opening up, and so that extra energy can release. And I did that, do it to this day, and it is amazing. The other thing, too, that I think is important when you guys are stepping in and tuning in is, and all these things are happening to you, and you want to learn how to control them, a couple of these things that I'm sharing with you, like the chakra meditation, or the taking care of your body, and also clear communication with God is the most important. But one of the things that I, and by the way, backing up a little bit because I'm getting nudged here to share this with you, Serapis Bay, Saint Germain, and also Apollo will help you with your physical body. Saint Germain helps with everything. A little note about Serapis Bay and Saint Germain, they love purple. So if you have a special place in your house, light a purple candle. You don't have to do any of these things, but that will help you get in maybe into the mood or mode of meditating and asking. So that's important there. So let's moving on. One of the other things that I want to share with you guys is that when you're doing all this, it just takes time, okay? And so expect changes happen a little bit over a little bit of time, little by little. My mom used to say it's a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. So when you're meditating and you're tuning in and you're learning how to control all these things, not only, then when you start to learn how to handle them and control them and call on them at will, then what you can do is start really, really developing your gifts, you know, and also helping yourself and others. During this whole process that you guys are going through, or we all are, one of the questions is always ask, and say, make sure that I'm on my life purpose and make sure I'm coming from love and make sure my communication with God is clear, or whoever you believe in. Some of you guys are, you know, atheist or agnostic or your higher power or just a higher part of yourself. It all works. So then the other thing that I want to share with you too, or tell you, I keep saying share, so please forgive me because this is my first show I've done by myself on this line. One of the other things I want to share with you is that it is important that you, you know, let me back it up. I had a lady call me the other day and she said, Tree, I am so overwhelmed and I just want to cry. A lot of times as you're developing these gifts, then you're going through detox. And it's kind of like when you clean out that closet that you hadn't cleaned out in 10 years and you bring it all out. It's just dirty, musty, dusty, whatever you want to say. And then you take it back, you take one item at a time and you figure out what you're going to throw out and what you're going to put back in. So you could get extremely overwhelmed, because you're detoxing. Okay, so just be aware of that. So that's the reason why food, proper sleep, water, rest, and asking to be balanced is important. Also, the chakra meditation, chakra clearing, as well as the place where you can meditate, I think is important too as well. Now, as you and I told her this, she goes, "Can I just tell him that I don't want to talk to him right now?" I was like, "Sure you can." And one of the messages that I have with my angels and guides and as I said, "Listen, I go, please, if I'm not in a reading or I'm not doing something like I'm doing now on the radio or doing a seminar, just gently let me be unless there's an emergency." And then just nudge me a little bit, because I used to walk into a place and it would just be like a sea aquarium of angels where I'd see angels around people and beings, and it was overwhelming, but that can be very taxing for you. So anybody that's out there and you feel overwhelmed and you're like, wow, they're just talking to me. I'm afraid if I ask them not to talk to me, they'll just stop. They won't do that. But you got to remember that a lot of times, or they don't have past, present, and future on the other side. It's just now. So if you just say, hey, you know what, when I'm sleeping, I would like to be sleeping. And when I, you know, and you can talk to me when I wake up, but when I'm sleeping, I'm sleeping. So if you do that, what's going to happen is, or, you know, when you're out and about and you're on a date, can you imagine being on a date or out with your husband or your wife and you start getting nudged by the, you know, the angels or the guides or the ascended master saying, hey, can you go talk to this person? You know, first of all, the person might not like it. And it might not be the time to do that. And or they may, and usually the angels and guides are really good with that. But just ask them to come to you when you're out and about and you're not in the in the mode to do that. If they can come to you when if it's only emergency. And what does that mean? You know, I've had that happen a couple times, not very often. Once I really asked for that, and when the emergency was. That somebody was getting, they shouldn't leave and they were getting ready to leave. And I said, I get this message. And I said, I'm just going to give it to you and don't think I'm crazy. And I gave him the message. She burst into tears and she goes, I asked for someone to hear that I shouldn't leave if I needed to leave. And that's the kind of thing that you can work out with your higher power, your angels and your guides or a higher part of yourself, however you say that. So I know I've got a couple callers and I'm going to take them in just a couple of minutes. Okay, so before we go on to the angels that really, really work with you, with your psychic abilities, I've given you a few of them already. Guys, I think that it's really important and I'm being nudged to share this with you. I'm getting an angel message, isn't that cool, when I'm talking to you guys, is that you really make sure that you have a focus or an intention to spend 5 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day meditating, okay, or sometimes more. There's different thoughts on that. One of the things that will help you too is a great meditation that I use a lot is Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Minds by Change Your Mind by Wayne Dyer. That is an excellent meditation. And it's an hour long, but if you just put it on your iPod and listen to it for about 15 minutes, it is incredible. But when you do that, what it does is it amps you up and raises your vibration. So when you're getting that communication from the other side, it's really clear and it's really succinct, and you're learning how to connect without it just happening. This is all part of the psychic gym, okay? Because I always share with people, developing your psychic abilities is like going to the gym. You got to work your You got to go to the gym to develop your muscles, because we all have muscles, right? Some of us have better ones than others, and vice versa. But the psychic gym is important too. So how do you do that? Clear communication with God, chakra clearing, meditation. Knowing the angels that help you, and the guides and the masters, and also a meditation like Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Mind, especially when you suffer some not suffer, but you have challenges with staying on track. I think that's a great one to help you. Okay, so I think I'm going to take Linda from Philadelphia. Linda, are you there?
Hi, yes, hello, Tilly.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. And you?
Thank you for asking, I'm well.
Good.
Anyway.
Well, I'm calling because I just came back from an amazing spiritual retreat. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Amma, the hugging saint, but I'm a follower of hers, and I went to her retreat in Boston, and I just returned, and some amazing things have happened to me, you know, over time working with you and my own meditation and the angels. You know, I'm opening up, and some of it is very scary for me, but what happened to me this past week is so profound, and I was hoping you might have some message for me from my, you know, from the angels about what I should do with this. I feel that I'm being told that I have a new ability to heal telepathically, and
okay,
perhaps something like that, and that I just want to understand what my gifts are so that I can, you know, use them appropriately. So I don't know if you have any thoughts about that.
Okay, so you are getting these, you want to heal telepathically, right? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like that's what I'm being told that I now have the ability to do. I hugged her as she, I think she's helping me with my spiritual path as well, and I feel that she's saying you are now ready to do that. And
okay.
I, you know, aside from being able to see more psychically, I get visions of things and I'm having dreams and a lot of things are opening up for me. It seems like there's this new piece that I need to understand. I feel that she's telling me that I literally, you know, if I focus on a person who needs healing and I set the intention to heal them, that I can send that from my heart chakra, that I can actually channel divine love through my heart chakra, and it's such an amazing concept, and I'm hoping that I understood that correctly.
I think you did. I'm going to give you a little bit of a fine-tuning here, if that's okay. And it's so weird because, or not weird, weird in a good way, right? That's what my daughter tells me. It's weird in a good way. Yeah, don't you love them? One of the things that I have got a real clear picture of is when we say I'm a healer. And Heidi, I don't know if you remember her because I know you've been on the Tuesday night calls. You know, okay. Heidi said something, and Dee Hillier did as well. Dee was one of my guests a couple of weeks ago. But one of the most important things to do is when we're healing, we're not healing that person. Here's what we're doing. You're sending a telepathic message for them to heal themselves. Okay, do you understand? And you're teaching them through telepathy. That is so key right there. Because then what it does, it's like an upside-down pyramid. When you're saying, I'm healing them, then it's about you and the pyramid being upside down. But when you're telepathically sending the messages from your heart chakra to theirs and all that, then what you're showing them how to do is heal themselves. Okay? When she said that to me and she goes, that's what I do, is I show people how to heal themselves. And you know, this woman's walking around and she's healed herself of epilepsy, bipolar, fibromyalgia, and the list just goes on. So, you know, that was such a place. She's so amazing. She comes from such a humble place. But I got really clear on that myself. I was like, wow, we can heal ourselves, and by healing ourselves we can show others how to heal themselves. It's really the teach kind of thing. So that's the only thing that I see that be really clear on. There's also something with sacred geometry in you with that. I know Reiki has a lot of ancient symbols that they use. You may check into that. The sacred geometry. Who works with sacred geometry? You know who's talking to me now? Melchizedek. Okay, wow, thank you. He's all about shape-shifting and sacred geometry. So check him out, Melchizedek. Ask me how to spell
What's
that.
What's the name?
Melchizedek. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him. Yeah.
Okay, he's amazing. I'll share this little story with you. I was in my room one night sleeping, or in the morning. I woke up, and this guy had always showed up to me. He still does. And he's, when I see him, he's bald, and he's in his big gold chair. And I always tell him, I buzz off Baldy because he was always talking to me about my relationships and what I needed to do, work on myself. Meanwhile, at the end of the day, I'm thinking, well, I'm still not working out with my relationships. Well, anyway, I wake up one morning and that my room, he's not an image. He's actually there with all these beautiful angels. And I was like, what? This is Linda about 10 years ago. And he gave me some esoteric information. And I was like, what's your name? And because I remember in my head saying, that's Baldy. But he didn't look like was so amazing. The words, I can't even describe it. And he goes, I am Melchizedek. He goes, and he told me where to look him up at and how to find information. And there was a lady he said would be at a certain place, and she was. But when I was just talking to you now, that is what he told me. Okay. He goes, I am Melchizedek. Tell her. And he works with sacred geometry. So, and Reiki has a lot of ancient symbols, but check out sacred geometry, Melchizedek.
Okay.
When you're sending the healing energy, because you have a great gift there, remember, send it from your heart, not to heal them, but just to show them how to heal themselves. Because you have that information within you. Your soul already knows it, okay?
Right. And I feel like there's something in that also includes channeling divine love somehow, like allowing it to flow through me as I do that. I feel like that's a part of it, that I'm opening myself up. Obviously, I'm not healing these people, but I'm allowing them. So I like that I'm teaching them how to heal themselves, but I also feel like there's some divine something that is helping me with that process.
You got a powerful one there working with you just now. What I just saw him, he just came up and, he's not a nudger. He's a strong, powerful, ascended master. Some people, there are some religions, and some people think that he sits right next to God. And there are certain religions, I think the Protestant one and maybe the Catholic one, thinks that Jesus came through his bloodline. I don't know. Do you understand this? They're really not important. But what I'm saying to you is he's a powerful one that's working with you now, and he's just one of many. But sacred geometry was what he nudged me about with you. So,
okay.
Told me.
I'll write that.
You got that?
I did. Well, thank you so much. That's so helpful.
Oh, good. Well, let me know, okay, because I'd love to.
I will. I need to learn more about it. Now I know where I need to hone in on this and understand it a little bit more. I just want to understand what it is I'm being told, and you can help me with that. Thank you.
Oh, you betcha. I'm so glad I could. And as I said, Melchizedek is the one that helps with chakras, too. So that's pretty,
okay.
That's good, too. All right, my dear. Take care.
Thank
much
you.
Love. All right.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, then we have Kimberly from Key Largo. Anyway.
Hey there. How are you tonight?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? It's good to talk
I'm
to you.
Pretty good.
I know that you've got a lot going on, and I shared somebody your story, and they're having the same kind of stuff going on with them. So share your story, and I know you've got some questions too as well. But tell the story that you the question that you have or the story that you have.
Are
in
we
the
talking
question.
About what we talked about yesterday about the
right.
show that
yes.
I was prompted to tape?
Yes.
Okay. So I was prompted to tape the show Dr. Phil a couple of days ago. And I don't watch that show. I'm not home. I don't have time, whatever. Anyway, I taped it and I finally sat down yesterday to watch it. And the show was about this young girl. She was kept captive in a closet for 6 years from the age two, and then she was finally rescued by a neighbor at the age of 8. So she was tortured for 6, just the most horrible, unimaginable things done to this child happened. And my question was, here is this baby who gets, who's treated like this, kept in a closet, prisoner by her parents, and tortured for 6 years. How And I don't want to say this like how come the angels didn't let her out? I don't want to be like blaming, but I don't get it. Why did this happen? Anyway, I was watching the show and they were interviewing this now she's a young, very young woman, and she's been through all sorts of therapy. She has a couple adopted new parents who have been wonderful to her, and she's on the show, and I thought when she came out that she would be very angry and just ready to, you know, I don't want to be alive anymore, whatever. She wasn't. She was extremely humbled by this experience and didn't even really flinch telling the nation what had happened to her. And then when finally somebody asked her I don't know how they phrased it, but it was along the lines of, why do you think you survived this, and don't you just want to be out of this world at this point of your life? She said, absolutely not. She said, I was rescued to help somebody, to help someone else who goes through the same kind of experience that I've been through. So I thought that was pretty incredible. I still don't understand why something like that happened to her. You know, why couldn't she get rescued sooner? And I don't really get how that situation came about when she had no control of it. She was a baby. Anyway, so that was the first part. And then yesterday on the news, I just happened to catch a glimpse of this woman who was kayaking in Chile, and her kayak capsized, and she was drowning. She was pinned upside down, the water racing through the kayak and through her, and she was literally drowning. And she's a physician, and she had the most incredible experience. She said as her brain was dying, she knew this is it. She said the angels came to her and opened up their wings to her, opened her with open arms and filled her with love. And they told her that it was not her time to cross over yet, and that they were going to release her back to her life. But before she was released, they told her that she was going to be experiencing a different kind of trauma in the form of her son passing away before she would pass away.
Wow.
And sure enough, she is alive, and she told her story, and her son did pass away at the age of 19, was hit by a car. Anyway, this woman was absolutely fascinating. She wrote a book, an autobiography, a memoir on her experience called To Heaven and Back. Pretty fascinating. Actually, it cleared up a lot for me that, you know, obviously she was brought back into this world to you know, nurture her children. And then sadly enough, he was taken away from her. So that's what I got.
That's what you got. And I got you, because you know what, Kim, what I love about you is I've seen you go through so many transitions, and we all are. And I know you have this amazing gift yourself, your psychic ability. But the one thing that I know, and I'll share this with you, I think this will answer your question, but not to your liking, as I told you this yesterday. Thank you for sharing your story, though. Before we come to this planet, we have lessons that we choose to learn and lessons that we choose to teach, okay?
Right.
And sometimes they're with ourselves and our family, our friends, our immediate family. Sometimes they're on a global level. So I feel, and this is something super strong, that this woman has a global message to share and to teach about love, compassion, and the list just goes on. Do you know what I mean? That's what I feel with her. And there's a book, I think I gave it, I sent it over to you via email.
Yep, I've got it. I ordered it on Amazon along with that other book that I just mentioned.
Okay. Yeah. So that book will help you understand, as anybody, it's your soul's plan, planning the life you were meant to live before you were born. And I think it's by Robert Schwartz, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So that's what I see there with you, and with anybody that's listening there. So thank you for that, for sharing your story. And you know what?
Not really a story, just two things that happened back to back. You know, I couldn't figure out, you know, why couldn't the angels just, you know, unlatch the door for her, let her get out as a little kid?
Yeah, and what? And you couldn't? Do you still think she's a victim? You know, do you feel like?
I think she will always be a victim, but I think she's going to help somebody else because of it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I do too. I feel like
that
as well.
I mean,
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that we choose everything we experience to teach lessons. And I think that she's not a victim, but read the book and you'll get what I'm saying even more. And
right.
Come back on and share your story, what you feel about it. Because when we really take control of every bit of our life, every little bit of it, that's when we know we can co-create and change or do anything, something different. So that sounds a lot easier than it is. But, you know, what I'm amazed about is the way that you're living your life and what you're doing. And you've got such a bigger idea or bigger vision for yourself than just getting the guy, which is cool. And that I do too. You know what I mean?
I'm still waiting for him, by the way. I know he's coming. I'm just, you know.
I gotcha. I understand. He is coming. So, but you know what? You're being patient, which is always good. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay. Anytime.
All right. Bye. Okay. I think we have another caller, Peter from Florida. Peter. Hi, Peter. Okay, he may not be there. And then we have Heidi from Texas. Heidi, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, Peter, you're there. See? I need to slow down a little bit. How are you doing tonight? And I know that you have found your life purpose. Do you think there's any victims here?
It's incredible. You know, I had read about this in one of those big books you get at Barnes and Noble's thing about by the year and date and month and all that. And it had come that my life, I guess my fate or something, is to reveal things to people. But I understood also that I had signed up for that that's like the mission I had signed up for. And how I had signed up for were all the things that come to me or happen to me, or whether I'm the victim or, you know, I'm not the victim. And it just, you know, it's tough because until you get it, that you've signed up for this, you think people are attacking you and abusing you or taking advantage. And why didn't God do this? And why didn't God do that? But I understand that, you know, and once you get it, then it's like you're relieved of all the stressors. And then you can just go on your life. And if a piano falls on your head, well, it's supposed to fall on your head, you know? So,
Peter, that's funny.
But no, but it's true. And so this woman that this relationship that I've manifested out of thin air, it really isn't out of thin air. It was supposed to come to me. It's just that I just chose to do it like that. I just chose to intend and expect with great joy a partner who would be in total divine harmony with me. And then all of a sudden, you know, I do this or that, and boom, there she is. And then I forgot that it was all a plan, you know. But she's great, and I love her dearly. And I mean, she'll be here in about, I guess, less than a month. And we just write back and forth to each other in beautiful letters and loving letters. And I just have no idea how I'm going to pay for it all, but I know the money's coming.
That's good. You know what I love about you, Peter, is you do not see anybody as a victim, including yourself. Life is just meant to happen. And
right.
And I think you're like an amazing just being is a great motto for you. And what I do feel in this is something that I see am seeing with you is that she's going to get here. You guys are going to take your gifts to get, you know, your partner is going to really, really help you. And you're really, really going to help your partner. And you guys are going to build a beautiful life together. And you have a great person that's going to marry you. That's me.
Yes,
that's
of course.
Anyway, I'm self-proclaimed.
No,
I hope you appreciate that.
And she saw it. I think she told me she had seen like a wedding near the water or something like that. And I go, oh, my
God. Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
So we expect.
She said your wife-to-be said she saw a wedding around the water. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she saw something like near the water, and you know, of course I live near the water, but she just said it like she meant it, like close to the water, you know. And I'm not worried about the money. I have no money, but I know it's coming, because as I want to use the word ascend, get in, you know, I leave that three dimensional thing, and as I creep up to the fourth and fifth dimensional, I can create pretty much anything I want. And if I create this relationship, money has to come with it, and I just have to sit and, okay, well, as it comes, it'll come. And,
the money's going to come.
Yes. I just don't know from where, but I know it's coming.
Okay, listen. Have you ever heard of this guy? Because I was going to talk about him anyway. He is one of the ones that will help you with your psychic ability. there is, he's also, he's a Greek, not a Greek god, deity or ascended master. He is, however you want to say that. And so, and you can also call him an angel. His name is Toth. Yeah. And he is with you, helping you develop your abilities. But there's more to your abilities than what you think. Okay, and there always is. But he's also great with divine magic, and you know, giving you the, you know, helping you to see things before they happen. Not,
could you,
I mean,
spell
with
that name?
People. Toth. He also helps you with your life. Yeah, Toth. I think it's Toth. He's an Egyptian deity of high magic. So he's with you, because it's so funny because I was like, who's here? And he told me, and he said his gifts include, or his prophecy, not prophecy. Okay, thank you. Because he helps you with life purpose too. He said your life purpose is that and more. And he helps you with divine magic, prophesying. And I'm just using that and divination. Did I say that right? I cannot even pronounce
yes,
it.
Yes.
But it's ascending. So he's with you. But I was going to, he will help you with your psychic abilities as well. Okay. So I was going to mention him.
Yeah, there's a book of talks right online that I just found.
And, okay, good. Well, yeah, there you go. Well, that's what you, because he's with you. I was going to share it with people too as well. But that's one of the ones that you or anyone else can use. But he came to me. I didn't go to him for you. Okay, so that's cool. Anyway.
Let me ask you a real quick one. You said you saw me having a child at 60, which I think it's great. And you saw you saw me having a girl. You didn't see any more, right? Because I don't want to get high anxiety. Just one, or is there like more coming?
I just saw one, but you know what?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's also something you guys can talk about. You know, there are certain things there's a soul agreement to be. This one is something that that can or does not have to be. That you guys.
Well, I've been trying to speak to that spirit. Yeah, I've been trying to speak to that spirit who's going to be born, and actually welcoming that spirit and, you know, asking them for advice or knowledge, et cetera. So, I mean, I know you could speak to the children you're going to have, you know, to the spirit who are
going
to incarnate as children.
So, yeah, you sure can.
Yeah. So I'm having a great time. But, you know, I float around. People look at me like, you know, so what are you doing with your life? I go, a lot. Well, you can't show it. I go, no, I can't show anything, but I'm having the best time. You know,
that's what counts, and do that, yeah, and enjoy your life. What were you going to say? I'm sorry. Then I got to go to the next caller.
It's just not me who can do it. I mean, all people can kind of like lift themselves up the three-dimensional thing. Just have to like intend things. You know how I say, Holy Spirit, make every decision for me. And then once you do that, you get into this like a little plane about 2 or 3 feet above the ground where you kind of walk in a different vibration. Everything is, you know, you get the right green lights, you get the right parking spaces. And I just went downtown today and I got the parking space in front of a federal building, which is impossible to get.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. You're ask the parking angels and the parking gods to help us. There you go.
I'm serious.
All right, honey. Listen, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I think that we have Heidi from Texas. Hi, Heidi from Texas.
Hi, how are you tonight? It's good to be
here.
Hey,
I'm well. I know, I'm so glad. And you know what? I know you've got a new class that we're talking about doing, or you're going to do with the Law of Attraction, and that's happening, I think we said, I can't remember the date on it, but get the date to me, or whatever we agreed on, because I'm like drawing a blank
here.
About
a month, I think we're going to have that in August.
Yes, we are in August. So, okay. So, yeah, I'm super excited about it. Anyway, any questions or anything here that you wanted to share with us, or any feelings about developing your abilities? Because I know you do that as well, and you're the doctor. So, I figure with the linear logical.
I struggled. I know when I was in Florida, I you'll attest to this. I after having my near-death experience, I struggled a little bit as to what my psychic role was in the whole big picture, and I felt for some reason that I had a heightened sense of sensitivity, clairvoyant sensitivity, but it wasn't in the way that I preconceived, and I didn't have it like you, Tari. It was nothing like what you have. Nothing, could not even compare. And that, because that was my preconceived idea of what clairvoyance was. And I totally abandoned that. And when I began to really be active in teaching Reiki and doing attunements, I began to come into a psychic ability that was a surprise to me. It was something that it didn't occur to me. And what happened was it was directly involved in what I was doing. I was finding myself in a very active healing private practice and doing a lot of Reiki. And what I began to learn and to begin to see is that I was becoming psychically able to pinpoint causation of disease very, very quickly and on an intuitive level, somewhat like intuitive diagnostics. And
Carolyn Mace, she does that, right? Medical
right.
Intuitive, I believe.
Okay. I began to see that that was an ability that I had, and I was able to channel doctors before me, natural physicians before me, and somewhat channel that same universal wisdom and be able to pinpoint things and go right to the root of the problem. And I didn't know where it was coming from, but it was being, time and time and time again, it was being validated. And so that's how I think my psychic ability has been able to be channeled. And I don't try to do it any other way. I don't even work on it. I just take the gift that I know that I have and give gratitude and use it in the way that it's to be used, and certainly not try to force it. If I don't get anything, I don't try to force what I'm not getting, but I'm finding that it's so spontaneous and without effort, and it's just there, the knowledge. It's like a clairvoyant knowing. This is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. And I can do it over the phone. This is it.
I know you can. You're amazing, and you've got your go to angel. I gotta cut you off because I gotta close the show down. But
that's okay.
But you, Archangel Haniel, is with you because I was like, "Are you sure?" And she goes, "Yes, I am." And she's also, anybody that's listening, she helps develop your psychic abilities. She also helps with healing abilities. I see her as a woman, but that's another one that you can use. And Heidi, I gotta tell you what's coming up for you guys that are listening. And for all of us at Angel Coaches, Heidi's going to be doing a class in August. We've got some other classes coming up, and we have our Tuesday night manifesting call that you can actually talk to her on that call, and she can answer your questions. Just one per person. I know, Heidi, I'm not going to overwhelm you on that. And she's got a new modality for healing and also a new modality for law of attraction, which I'm super excited about. But our Tuesday night call is Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time. And it is, if you go to angelcoaches.org, you can get the information. If you want a reading with me or a session with me, you can go to angelcoaches.org. And we have, and there's a list of all our classes that are up and coming. But we have that Tuesday night call every Tuesday night, and it is amazing, and it will help anybody. It helps me, helps Heidi. Also, I want to just say that when you go there, and we have Marquise, from Elm Business Solutions, you can talk to him at ELMBSOL.com, ELMBSOL.com for website development, media integration, and other business solutions. Now, I read that because I asked him to give me a little blurb. You guys, he is amazing. Heidi knows that too as well, and he'll get the job done and get your work out there on the map and help you develop an amazing business. And that's what I got to say about him. And I already talked about where our Angel Coaches retreat that's happening next year, and events by Vash is putting that on. Nicole is the one that's doing that, but she does events and she's amazing. And when you get enough people, she does galas. So how many people could say they went to a gala? Come to the Angel Coaches retreat. It's going to be a gala. So anyway, take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.